And welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans, Rick Smith. Happy because we've come off a nice big victory and a great performance by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It really was. It was a great team performance, Patty. I think, you know, when we talk about complementary football and we want, you know, our offense and defense and special teams to all show up, you know, certainly it was a really good performance by our football team, highlighted, of course, by Ryan Fitzpatrick's record-setting day.
Ryan named, of course, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. And, you know, we talked last week a lot about Ryan Mallett. And you had full confidence of Ryan Fitzpatrick coming back in. You said that. You told us that last week. But really, it had to make you feel really good, not only for that game, but moving forward for the rest of the season to see him step up and really kind of not just perform as well as he did, but really just kind of probably build the team's confidence for these final four games.
Well, and you know how important leadership is to the quarterback position, and that was one of the things I really thought he did a nice job of. You know, he had such command of the offense, and that was one of the things that we talked about Ryan Mallett and why we thought he had some success is that he had a real presence, you know, and a command of the offense. And I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick last week did the same thing, displayed the same thing. And you're right, it really galvanized our team. And I thought, you know, the energy, the effort from our entire football team, I think that level was raised because of his play.
And we've been excited to see since he got here and knew that DeAndre Hopkins had talent. But, boy, to see him take it to another level and to be the kind of receiver he has become alongside Andre Johnson, that's got to make you feel really good about that two-headed threat.
It really does, and it's a testament to his work ethic. I think, you know, one of the things I really appreciate about DeAndre is we talk to players all the time about that transition from year one to year two and the growth that has to happen. Has to be really significant, and it should be because they no longer have to learn the rhythm of an NFL season. They no longer have to learn all the nuances and things that come along with being a pro football player. So in theory, their athletic ability can take over, and I think you see that happening with him. But he's a young man who's really come in and worked extremely hard, who's looked at Andre Johnson and said, that's an example for what I need to do, and has taken that leadership and really done a nice job, and he's significantly talented. I think he probably is as competitive at the point catching the football and being aggressive at the point and getting the ball as anybody in our league, and it certainly was fun to watch him perform last week.
Now, is that something that you saw when you scouted him and had those same feelings, or is it one of those things that's developed since he's been here?
No, that particular part of his game is one of the things that really attracted us to him. He has always been a guy that, you know, he's got those big old hands and he's got good length, and he's always been a guy who utilizes that. The things that he needed to improve on, the route development, his route running ability, his ability to make some plays with the ball in his hands, and we saw examples of that last week where you saw him catch and run. So some of the things that he had to improve on, he is improving on, but he was always that aggressive guy at the point.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the news of the week, Jadeveon Clowney. We heard head coach Bill O'Brien talking about it a little bit earlier, but from your standpoint, can you just take us through what brought you and the team to this decision?
Yeah, and a really difficult decision, especially for him, disappointing for him, obviously, his rookie year. We had got so many aspirations and so many ideas about what he and what he could do in this defense, and the young man has really, to his credit, done an outstanding job of trying to work through his injuries this season and has given himself every chance to get back. And it's just at this point, we just felt like the best thing for us moving forward organizationally and for him. And obviously he is the most important person. And part of this whole discussion and his health long term was to put him on injured reserve, have the surgery, and then let's move forward.
Well, let's talk about some of the other transactions. What does that mean from a transaction standpoint? You made a few other ones this week as well.
Well, there'll be a roster spot that a corresponding roster move for him. But as you mentioned, we made some moves earlier in the week. Max Bulla, who we had just recently activated from the practice squad, has a pretty significant hamstring injury, and so we put him on injured reserve and elevated Anthony Denham, who has done a nice job, another one of those college free agents that's come in, and he's a guy who was a big wide receiver in college at Utah, and we thought that this guy has a skill set that would maybe develop into a tight end. He's done a nice job, made some improvements as he's been here and worked, and so we elevated him, and hopefully he gets a chance to go out and maybe contribute on special teams and maybe even contribute some on the offensive side of the ball. And that correspondingly led to a move on the practice squad. We signed a young man from the University of Northern Colorado, Chase Davis, and he had spent some time in Baltimore in their training camp this fall and then actually on their practice squad. So another good-sized guy. He's a 6-foot, 215-pound wide receiver. Ran good. We had a workout on Tuesday. He did a nice job, and so we added him to the practice squad.
Well, one guy that you've added to the squad earlier in the year, and we talked about him when you brought him here, Jamal Roll, and at this point leading the team in interceptions, picked him up off the Packers practice squad. Just one of those examples of kind of that fine-tooth combing that you do each and every day trying to find those guys, but this is one that's really stepped up and is showing some fruits of your labor.
Well, he has done a nice job. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of a bunch of those young guys in the secondary. You know, obviously with Kareem not being available for the last couple of weeks and then Jonathan Joseph having some struggles in game, you know, we've had to rely on those young players and you know, Darryl Morris and you know, obviously we're talking about Jamal, and he's done a nice job for us. Andre House come in and done some nice things. So that mix of young corners, I think, you know, they're competing, they're playing hard, and I'm proud of all those guys.
So as we said, we're back to 500 at this point, four games left. Coming off this big win, this team, it's not an easy road by any stretch, but not out of the playoffs yet. Just from your perspective, what do you have to do kind of keeping, not that they need that, but knowing that there is still something to play for and kind of finishing out the season?
Well, Bill's done a great job of you know, making sure that the team understands exactly where we are. And you're right, we are right in the middle of it. And if we just continue to do, you know, control the controllables, Patty, we talk about that all the time. If we go out and play our brand of football, we've got to win every game that we line up and play. And they understand that. And, you know, certainly to be in that situation and to go out and play and execute the way that we did last week was good to see, and that's where it starts during the week. Now in the preparation phase of it, but really the preparation part is important, but the execution part is as important. And so you can't execute if you don't give yourself a chance with good preparation. And so our guys understand that. We're having a good week. We had an excellent week of work last week. We're having another solid week this week, and so hopefully we'll go out and perform well against, you know, another division opponent in Jacksonville.
Well, and that brings us to my next and final question, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Clearly, they've struggled this season, but they're coming off of a big win. It is a divisional opponent and certainly a team not to be overlooked.
No. I mean, no team can be overlooked, especially in our division. I think that team starts up front defensively. They've got a two-way rotation of guys that are playing extremely well. I mean, they got after the quarterback last week. You mentioned the fact that they came back, had a big win against the New York Giants, and so they've got some confidence. You know, the rookie quarterback is playing better. He's gotten some experience, and they got a lot of young players. I think they may be the youngest team in football, but they're playing aggressively. Like I said, a lot of confidence from their win last week, and so, you know, we've got to make sure that, again, we take care of our business, that we've got a solid plan, that our guys understand what we're going to ask them to do, and that they go out and execute on Sunday.
All right, great stuff. Thank you, as always. We have to take a time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll head out to Verizon and catch up with Ben Jones and Derek Newton. Stay with us.